This is Dr. Olivero for March the 31st, 2022. The name of the patient is Sandra Hartman. The last name is H-A-R-T-M-A-N. First name Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white female that has a lengthy history of a irritable bowel disease, period. Because of the complications related to the Crohn's disease, the patient has had several interventions, and she has the so-called short bowel syndrome. She is followed by the specialists in Indiana, and she has been on several supplements that she has to take in order to maintain her in a stable condition, period. The patient has been on hemodialysis since November of 2021. The reason for the hemodialysis was most likely associated to medication toxicity, according to her description. The patient, when first started as a transient patient in our dialysis center, she was anemic. The anemia has been corrected. We have been checking the serum electrolytes. Calcium electrolytes have been stable. The serum potassium, that is one of the major concerns that the patient has been between 3.6 and 4 milliequivalents per liter. The main complaint and the reason for this patient to be here is the presence of weakness and tiredness. She sleeps all the time and she doesn't have enough energy. Apparently, prior to the trip to Florida, the patient had a broken hip that has healed well. She hasn't had a comprehensive cardiovascular evaluation. Taking into consideration the complaint of weakness and tiredness, we are going to look for entities that could explain the way she feels. We are going to order a C-reactive protein, procalcitonin, sedimentation rate, thyroid profile, and cortisol. We are going to reevaluate the case in a week. If the workup is negative, we will consider a cardiovascular evaluation. We spent evaluating the laboratory workup 5 minutes, in the conversation with the patient 20 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.